Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Grow at Degenerates 975, and we are out here at Twin Peaks in Beaumont for one more hour. And too bad it's not What Are the Odds Wednesday. Could we say we could go with What Are the Odds? This show is going to cut out again before it's over.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing about road shows. You know that, Fred.
And I did ask Jong on the break, and the answer basically was a long story.
Okay,
so we'll do the best we can here and hope it holds up, but this is...
Jong knows things like this don't frustrate me. That's why it's okay. I'm never bothered by little things like that.
Yeah.
Just cutting out mid-broadcast. No big deal.
Yeah, right in the middle of a thought.
Big deal.
Does it every time. But we're out here at Twin Peaks on I-10 in Beaumont, and it's getting pretty packed in here, so if you're just getting off work, you better hurry up.
Yeah.
So, all right. What sucks is I don't even know where we were going. With how much we lost, there might have been some really good stuff there.
I was looking at a story on Pro Football Talk today.
Yeah.
Side of it, it says it's got the top 10 most commented stories.
Yeah.
So like what people are interested in. Four of the top 10 are, one, two, three, four of the top 10 are about the Patriots and or Tom Brady.
Okay.
There's one about Rex Ryan, ESPN hiring Rex Ryan.
Okay.
There's one about Marshawn Lynch unretiring or the possibility of it. But four of the top five are about one guy. Can you guess who it is?
Well, I'm going to guess because Donald Trump mentioned him. It's Colin Kaepernick.
It's Colin Kaepernick. Number one, Donald Trump calls out Colin Kaepernick again. Number two, why won't the Browns take a chance on Colin Kaepernick? Number three, John Lynch, Kaepernick deal with new team, quote, fell through. And number five, Kaepernick donates $50,000 to Meals on Wheels. So Kaepernick's a hot topic for a guy who doesn't have a job. And as you know, Fred, I keep my ear to the street on things like this. And it seems that there's a sentiment out there of people who think that Colin Kaepernick may be getting blackballed by the league. Like maybe teams don't want to take him on because of the taking a knee thing last year. And I tend to disagree because I think if Find me another black quarterback. If Russell Wilson would have taken a knee during the national anthem last year, Russell Wilson would still have a job because Russell Wilson's good at football. Colin Kaepernick's just not that good at football. And everybody like, dude, he was so good 3 years ago. He was really awesome. He's been playing for the worst team in the league, and he can't even start there. Or half the time he couldn't start. I just don't know that the market is there for Colin Kaepernick, not because of taking a knee, but just because maybe Colin Kaepernick's not that good. And we don't know what kind of money Colin Kaepernick wants.
Well, he walked away from, $14.5 million?
Right. So I would assume he's trying to get something like that, which I think is unrealistic. Do you think Colin Kaepernick has any more potential than Jay Cutler to be a starter in this league? I tend to say Jay Cutler's got more potential to start at quarterback in this league now. Because last year when Jay Cutler was healthy, he would have been starting. I mean, that's Jay Cutler's entire career. If healthy, he's the starter. He's never been benched as a healthy guy. Colin Kaepernick has, and not for, you know, this wasn't like a situation where, you know, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers was on the bench for Brett Favre. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, there wasn't a lot fighting him in San Francisco, and he was still benched.
Well, I'm going to defend him a little bit.
Because, okay.
Frankly, after Harbaugh left, what kind of crap coaching did he have? I mean, they got rid of a lot of good players, and he did not play well, but he wasn't in a situation where if he played well, he was going to make much of a difference.
And, I believe that.
And I think, you know, last year, as bad as they were, he was the better option for them. He played better than Gabbert did.
But wouldn't you say his stock was pretty low coming into this offseason?
I would say so.
Relative to where it's been in his career. I'd say, I mean, 3 years ago, he was in the Super Bowl. His stock was at its peak, right?
Right.
Now I would say it's bottomed out.
Yeah, but I still think...
And he walked away from $14.5 million.
Well, yeah, that was dumb. Although, he's probably looking at that situation. Although now, I think you've got a good coach there. But I think in the right situation, with a good coaching staff, I think you can win with the guy. But I don't think he wouldn't be my first choice. And that kind of goes back to something we talked about last week. Because he's the kind of quarterback he is, because he runs as much as he does, your backup has to be the same kind of guy. Otherwise, you're changing your offense
right.
If there's an injury. Or if your starter's like that, he can be your backup. And that's a good pairing. That's a good place for a guy like that. But it really sucks when you have a quarterback who is one who plays a certain way, especially running the football a lot. He gets hurt. Now your offense has to change, in addition to losing your quarterback.
I think the problem is, like, do I think Colin Kaepernick's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league? It's possible.
Yeah.
But he's a lot closer to the bottom of that list than the top. And then when you take into account there's a bunch of teams who are invested in their guy of the future, and they're not looking to bring in a Colin Kaepernick, like the Rams, the Eagles. These are teams that they, you know, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff, whether they like it or not, that's currently their quarterback of the future. And bringing in Colin Kaepernick's not going to help either one of those teams progress long term. So when you add in those teams on top of the guys that are just better than Colin Kaepernick, I don't know that there's a place where Colin Kaepernick has a starting job. I just don't know if I see one.
Let me throw something out, and you tell me if what the Texans' record would have been last year if they had these quarterback stats. 59.2% completion percentage.
Okay.
2,241 yards for an average of 6.77 per attempt, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a 90.7 rating, and a 55.5 QBR, because that's what you got out of Colin Kaepernick last year.
It's not horrible.
And now, here's the equalizer, and this is one of the things that nobody ever talks about when they talk about touchdown-interception ratio, 7 fumbles. Yeah. So his turnover ratio, he was still on the positive side, but that's one of those things that people don't count that against a quarterback. They should.
Well, the problem is,
because that's turnover. And usually those are, when you fumble the ball as a quarterback, a lot of times you're putting the other team in great position.
Well, yeah, it could be worse than an interception. Yeah.
Right, right.
The problem is, though, while I see what you're saying, and I'm not, whatever you think of Bill O'Brien, and I don't think much of him, Colin Kaepernick's not the kind of guy he wants for his offense. I mean, that's not what he looks for in quarterbacks.
I don't know what he looks for in quarterbacks, because he's brought in different kind of guys every year, and none of them have worked out. I guess he likes tall guys because he had Mallett and the Ostrich, but Fitzpatrick was, you know, a guy who ran a lot and was smaller.
Well, Fitzpatrick was also kind of forced on him. You know, that wasn't I don't know that was necessarily his choice.
Do you think he's better than Tom Savage, Colin Kaepernick?
Yes.
I do, too. Does he put you over the top? No.
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 If I'm the Texans, Colin Kaepernick, I would rather have Colin Kaepernick. But I also understand why the Texans would want to wait around and see if one of those other things pans out.
Yeah.
I think the Texans probably have a pecking order of Tony Romo, Jay Cutler, didn't figure something out.
Yeah, I think that's
and if Tony Romo and Jay Cutler don't work out, it's basically panic mode because you can't feel. I mean, even if you do, I don't know if you get Jay Cutler, you feel great, but if you don't get him and you go to option C, which maybe Colin Kaepernick, maybe Tom Savage, you can't possibly feel great about that.
Well, you can feel great about donating to Houston Can Academy.
That was so seamless.
Oh, but we're cutting out again, so we're going to go to break. I'll have to do it when I come back, I guess. Yeah, we're gone.
Silence like a cancer.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, trying to stay on air here as we wrap things up. Two more segments here at Twin Peaks in Beaumont. And as usual, great crowd of people out here. Love coming out here. Want to thank all you guys for coming out, man. This is a hell of a showing, as usual, when we come to Beaumont. A couple things, and I know people, well, one thing on O'Brien, 832 says, Bill O'Brien seems to be searching for a quarterback that can grasp his system instead of changing the backwards Chinese system. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know why? He had one quarterback who could do it, and his name's Tom Brady. He can do anybody's system.
Yeah.
Everybody else, maybe you need to adjust a little bit. And then 979 asked me, why do I wish the Kaepernick story would go away? Because I think it's a story that I don't know what other angle there is to look at with that. Everybody, I've said everything I could possibly say about it. I've heard everybody's opinion on it. I don't really, at this point, you know, it's a story because the president made it a story. That's basically it. And now you wind up talking about it again. And listen, whether or not you agreed with what he did or not, to me, is immaterial at this point. That's been debated to death. It's the same thing as Deflategate. It's just grown a life of its own. And there's really nothing that I feel like I can add to that conversation at this point because it's all been said.
Well, I think if you really think about what's holding him back, it's not just taking a knee is what it boils down to.
Right.
And like I was saying, if Andrew Luck had taken a knee, he'd still have a job. Okay? And if Colin Kaepernick could play like Andrew Luck,
Cam Newton would still have a job.
Cam Newton would still have a job. No doubt in my mind. Jameis Winston would still have a job. You know, and that's just the way it works. If you're borderline from a talent perspective, you can't have controversy around you. And you know, the tweet I read last segment of whether or not it's warranted that people are upset about it. That's a different conversation altogether.
And that's a conversation that, frankly, we've already had, and I have nothing else to say about.
But that's just it's not smart.
Well, and that's my point I was trying to make to the texter, is that end of the story, to me, shouldn't have legs anymore. The what we're talking about is why a team doesn't have him is a different issue,
yeah.
I think.
And Lil Insightful says, you're right, but the POTUS discussing being openly against him is pretty much blackballed. What Republican staff would want him? Honestly, like most of these guys who run NFL franchises, you know what they care about more than politics? Winning, money. That's what they care about. Like, if Colin Kaepernick can make one of those teams a winner, if Cam Newton had done this, I don't care how Republican the owner of the Panthers is, and Donald Trump had said, oh, Cam Newton's a bad guy. That dude, he'd be like, well, Cam Newton's winning me a Super Bowl, hopefully. I still believe he can win me a Super Bowl, so I'm rolling with Cam. I don't think they worry about what Donald Trump says. I don't think that's affecting anyone's decision.
I don't think anybody worries about what Donald Trump says.
If they shouldn't be.
Yeah, but, oh well. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, it's getting pretty loud here. That's typical Beaumont show. We haven't had any rest yet. No one's passed out yet. What are the odds that happens before the end of the show? Somebody falls. So. It's usually a fall, right?
I don't think so. The crowd is pretty tame today, I would say.
Yeah.
There's not a bunch of nonsense going on. And part of it is because there's not plastic cups with shots rolling around like there is at some of our events.
Yeah, that tends to.
Anytime there's plastic cups with shots of liquor in them, parties get out of control. They get out of hand in a hurry.
People fall down.
People go to jail those nights.
It has
or
happened.
The hospital, one or the other.
Or both.
Yeah.
You could do the rare daily double and get them both.
Lauren, does it say on the menu if you can order a shot in a plastic cup? Okay.
Ooh.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Maybe so.
There's cheap shots. There you have it. So I'm surprised these two. She's still upright. She's been here for all the shows.
She has been rolling hard.
Yeah. Husband had to work, so he's just now getting caught up. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN to Texas show. Greg, why was he successful with Harbaugh and no one else? Curious to hear.
Because Harbaugh's the best coach.
He's the best coach he had. I think that's a big part of it, and that's kind of why I go back to that. If Jim Harbaugh were an NFL coach again, I'd be fine with him at quarterback.
Yeah. And that Lamont tweeted earlier, Colin Kaepernick.
Jim Harbaugh would have a lot of success with a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But he gets the most out of his players as opposed to let's try to pigeonhole this player into – which is what bad coaches do. They try to get a player to play their system, not be in town or anything like that, but, fit into what I do, not, hey, this guy has a different skill set. Let's change things around a little bit to get the most out of him.
Yeah.
That's what a good coach does. That's what a great coach does. Great coach. So, yeah, I think that's why he got the most out of him. He knew how to use him. He knew what plays to call for him. He knew how to put him in the best position to be successful.
Yeah.
That's what you do if you're a good football coach.
Unfortunately, Jim Harbaugh's not going to coach Colin Kaepernick again.
Not unless the Texans have a real tank season. O'Brien gets whacked. They lure Harbaugh out of Michigan. Then you bring him in next year.
I think having a big-time – solid college football job now is better than having an NFL job. I think like 10 years ago, it was more lucrative to be in the NFL. I think now it's a more cush job to have one of those big-time college football jobs.
It is, but Harbaugh's one of those guys. He's never going to last any place for a long time. He's
itching.
Yeah, he'll eventually everybody around. Not that he'll rub people the wrong way, because he will, but he's in enough power where he can do that. But he'll get pissed off at the people around him at some point.
I also think Jim Harbaugh likes the college atmosphere more because he doesn't have to deal with a GM. He can handpick all his players. It's a lot. Because he's a control freak. It's the same as Nick Saban.
Right.
These guys want to have all the power.
But somebody in the NFL will offer him a job as general manager and head coach.
Yeah.
And he's going to have the power. At some point that'll happen, I suspect. All right. Guess tell the people about Dirt Free here.
Dirt Free, guys, there's a lot of allergens in the air these days, pollen. I had to wash it all off my truck because it's a mess. It's everywhere, and it's coming into your house through your dirty air ducts, through foot traffic on your carpet. Stop it. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will come out. They'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard it right. You get a room cleaned free with a speed dry with any purchase. Other carpet cleaning companies are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free. Call Dirt Free, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
ESPN 97.5. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back. And we're going to see if we can stay on the air for just a couple more minutes here as we come
power
to the end
through
of the show. I don't know what the odds are. I do want to apologize to everybody for the technical stuff. It seems to happen every time we come over here. So sorry about that. It's a long story. We'll leave it at that. But hopefully it won't be 3 years before we get back over here. And I really appreciate you guys coming out. Always have loved this area. When the show first started, you guys were in on it before anybody else, before they caught up to it in Houston. And it's always fun to come over here and see everybody. So thanks, everyone, for coming out. We really appreciate you guys. It's always a good time, man. So, all right. Are we still on air? Did we get through that without going off air?
I think so.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. That's,
yeah.
That's one in a row.
Look at us. Look at us. Big-time radio stars.
I'm telling you. So, what's the game plan? Tomorrow we'll be out at Pinkerton's. So, if you want to come get some great barbecue, same thing. It'll be 4 to 6. Hopefully, we won't be getting kicked off the air. But Jerome Solomon filling in.
Yeah, I'm taking a day off tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got a buddy coming in town that I don't see very often, and we have dinner reservations at a restaurant that we had to get reservations at a month out.
Jeez.
And it's for 5:30 in the afternoon. So I asked John a while back if I could get that day off before we set the reservation. So I'll let you know if it was worth the month wait.
Okay. Yeah, I'll expect a full report on Monday. Then I'm pretty stoked. I've already got a brewery tour planned for Chicago.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to get a chance to get some great beer while I'm there. All right, that is going to wrap it up from Twin Peaks out here in Beaumont on I-10. I would say great job, Ninja, but that would be a lie. I'd say great job, Jong, but that would also be a lie.
But I did a great job, right?
I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
Frankly, I thought I did a great job today. So, all right, guys, thanks so much for coming out. Till next time, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.